This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I just want to say, Paul Watson, David Knight, his wife was there with him, doing a great job. Josh Owens doing a fabulous job. I sound frustrated sometimes. It's just I'm here, like, you know, giving orders from a drone camera, you know, to a distant information warfare battlefield and wishing I was there. But I've got to sit here with all the balls in the air. But it's just great to see you guys doing what you're doing. Get more HD. Get a report out. I know you're tired. Oh, let's go to them. Here we go. Here's the security.
Okay.
Oh, we're live.
Okay. Then please don't film me, but you need to evacuate the area.
Okay. All right. We're leaving.
I didn't even know that happened. That just started happening.
Yeah.
They looked pretty mad when they came over, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Have a good day.
Have a good day, too, Jimmy.
You know, those guys are taking down your future, too, you know. They're going to own the world, you know. They're going to put us in free speech zones over there, but they're going to
yeah, stay there. Don't walk
right
off.
There
the property line's there. Go back and talk to them.
Yeah, they got really good plans for you, let me tell you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he hopes they plan it really good. He has no idea what they got planned.
Okay, so you guys were already starting to leave, and then those guys ran out to confront you?
Yeah. Yeah. They were like, oh, who are you? You need to get out of here. So.
All right, David, great job, as I was saying. Just try to get more HD of everything. And I'd get an HD report out or a clip of them not letting you in, showing the barriers, showing them blacking out the windows. It's newsworthy that Bilderberg blacks out windows of hotel to stop press. That's the headline. That illustrates everything right there.
All right, we'll get that out. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. They've really locked this place down. As Paul said, though, it's kind of a ghost town compared to yesterday, I guess. We were delayed getting here, so we missed all the action.
I'm having flashbacks of last year hanging out with Watson and McAdoo, Leanne.
Yeah.
Hey, Watson.
Get these guys.
Oh, call them over. More. Oh, yeah, putting the fence up.
Putting some more up. Yeah. We've already got a fence. This is the second fence.
I'm going to let you guys go, get HD of all of it, get a report out. I know you're exhausted, so do it tonight or tomorrow, whenever you want. And we'll have you back on live tomorrow at 11:30. So great job to the whole crew out there.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
All right, great job. Pray for those folks. So there we are. Exposing them, putting up a gates and wire and fences and free speech zones and police and blacking out the windows. Bilderberg 2014, it kicks off tomorrow, and I'm just so blessed that we have this media operation. I'm so blessed that the MightyDrudgeReport.com links to our stories on this to help break the controlled media paradigm. And we're going to get HD of all of this and get a report out that will go mega viral of the Bilderberg group putting up fences and blacking out the windows to stop the press. Bilderberg blacks out windows of hotel to stop press from finding out who the attendees are. Boom. Sensational. Because they're meeting, we're exposing their global government, and then we'll expose all their policies, and then they're the authors of our discontent, of our Agenda 21 shutdown, of our cultural decline. They are the main progenitors, the main propulsion drivers. They are the problem. We have their documents. We have their own reports. We have ferreted it out. We have sources inside, and we're not going to stop. By the way, we fund this operation selling high-quality products, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. We have Super Female Vitality now out that everybody has been asking for. You've heard the rave reviews from women that have tried it before it officially came out. We've got the new X2 Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine. These will blow your socks off, in my view. We've got nothing but rave reviews, and these are just stronger versions of what was already out in a proprietary form. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And you can also call toll-free 888-253-3139 and help fund with war bonds and the InfoWar, sending our reporters around the world to do what nobody else will do. There's no press out there. There's no protesters out there. But we're there reaching millions right now. This is what it's all about, and I thank God for it. Pray for this operation. Spread the word about this operation. And thank all our sponsors and affiliates.
This is Scottish John for Infowars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at Infowars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listening to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday, the 28th day already of May 2014, Paul Watson joins us from Copenhagen, Denmark at the bottom of the hour to break down big developments there with Bilderberg Group and really the future destiny of our world being continued to be steered. We also are going to have David Knight and Josh Owens pop in as well later in the transmission. There is so much dealing with the stock market, with Edward Snowden, with so many other issues that we're going to be breaking down in great detail today. But first off, I had arguments with Kurt Nemo and with Steve Pachinik separately, friendly arguments, when they were both saying they thought Snowden was some type of globalist double agent operative to actually roll out limited hangout, only some of the NSA spying, because it could no longer be covered up anymore. And Pachinik said this last year. He said it in February of this year on this show. We have a clip of that we're going to play later. Well, now Snowden comes out and says, I'm a real spy on a low level. I work for the CIA and the NSA. If he... Now, that isn't an admission that he's a double agent working to sell NSA spying, because he's been critical of it. And he's been critical of Putin. Maybe he's just saying, hey, you know, you guys know that I was more than just a administrative technical person who had access to a bunch of data. I'm more than that. There's a lot of different corporate interests, though, that are transnational and are more entrenched than even just one nation against another. It's very cloak and dagger. I don't know. Pachinik says that it's a coming out operation for the NSA and that Snowden works for the NSA. And this is them preparing to bring him back to the U.S. so he can now be the leader of the anti-surveillance movement and then betray it. And at that point, it just gets so cloak and dagger, it gives me a headache. But Pachinik did say that, and now much of it's come true. And Nimmo has been very suspicious of him and written articles showing a bunch of connections to where they leaked the info and how they leaked it to the NSA, the British intelligence as well, and the CIA. And I told Kurt, I said, look, you can write these articles, because I don't get involved a lot with what my writers write. I mean, I know they're already smart guys that care about freedom. We all differ a little bit on our views. That's normal. I don't run a Kim Jong-un police state around here. But I think things are shifting more towards the Kurt Nimmo, Steve Pachinik camp right now. And it gives me a headache. Trying to see all the angles here. I guess Nimmo's probably right, though. You go off how he leaked it, who he did it through, how the telecoms want to actually cut the NSA out of controlling the architecture they built that has far surpassed the NSA. And I think therein lies the area that Snowden may work if he is a triple or double agent for a deeply aligned movement of corporations where they want to control the opposition. But that itself could be a way to cause a distraction and infighting and a diversion, and then change the story off of the NSA spying and the surveillance ubiquitous Big Brother grid onto Snowden, and is he a globalist agent? But I think in this age of paranoia and this age of deceit and this age of betrayal, I think it's to be expected that people don't trust anyone. That's why you've got to have a long track record, and you've got to see consistently where people stand. I know the Russians really tried to get rid of Snowden. They didn't want him there, and no one would take him anywhere else. They couldn't get rid of him. And now they've basically just parked him working at a website. The Russians have. So now the media is kind of acting like maybe Snowden's not so bad. Bring him back. I think time will tell. I want to play a report that we shot last Friday before David Knight left town that we're going to premiere here, that they just finished yesterday, that deals with the history of Bilderberg in just four short minutes, to kind of reprime folks for why Bilderberg's so important and why we're covering it. It's not the apex of the world government. It's not the paramount of the world government. It's one of the unsubmerged tips of an iceberg showing larger structures under it. And it's a major window into how the world really works and into globalization and the technocratic age that Brzezinski wrote about. So it's an entrance into Mordor, something they denied ever existed. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's go ahead and go to this piece, The Bilderberg Overlords, with David Knight, put together by Darren McBrain.
Last week, elections in the UK saw a huge defection from Conservative and Labour parties. UKIP, a party opposed to the European Union, surged from just 2 seats to more than 150 seats. Now, of course, the mainstream media glibly dismissed them as, wait for it, racists. But actually, they're just opposed to globalist control. And that doesn't make them xenophobes or racists. Now, one mainstream media, The Economist, got it right. They said throughout Europe, broadly anti-EU parties are rising as an indictment of the European Union, a project that millions of voters have come to associate with hardship and failure. They said this is an issue of democracy, not of economics. Voters not impressed when they toss out an incumbent government, only to be told by the EU that its replacement must stick to the same fiscal rules and economic policies. And we've seen that happen in Greece and in Italy, where an Italian member of the European Parliament, Borghezio, pointed out Mario Monti, and he's the Goldman Sachs banker who replaced a democratically elected prime minister, and Italian Minister Letta are members of Bilderberg, and Renzi, the current prime minister, is their puppet. That's right, Bilderberg. It's not just where European political puppets go to get their job, but it's also where American presidential hopefuls go to audition for their job.
Bilderberg always insists on a media blackout. By June of 2008, we had already figured out that Barack Obama was the elite's puppet of choice. The national media claimed that during the weekend the Bilderberg group was scheduled to meet, that Obama had speaking engagements set for Chicago and the Midwest. We knew better. In a classic bait and switch, the Obama campaign told the press corps to get on Obama's campaign plane and that Obama would join them on the flight to Chicago. Campaign staff then slammed the door shut. The fawning press had been shanghaied as Obama's campaign aircraft lifted off without Obama. The Bilderberg Group sits at the top of the world power structure. 125 of the richest and most influential individuals on the globe make up its membership.
But the European Union itself, as well as the unified currency of the euro, were planned in the 1950s at Bilderberg, as the chairman of Bilderberg, Davignon, bragged about in 2009. That's why the Italian MEP Borghezio called Bilderberg the root of all evil, and other prominent Italians have called for a criminal investigation of Bilderberg. Well, as bad as the EU has been for Europe, Bilderberg has plans for America as well. That's what TAFTA, the Transatlantic Free Trade Agreement, as well as TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, will do to America. Now, one will unite us to Europe, the other will unite us to Asia. Both of them will destroy our economy as well as our sovereignty, putting us under the rule of globalist corporations and bankers. But of course, the mainstream media has for decades pretended that Bilderberg doesn't even exist. They ridiculed Jim Tucker, Daniel Estulin, Alex Jones, and others who reported on Bilderberg. Even last year, Alex Jones was ridiculed as an idiot and a conspiracy theorist on the BBC for his coverage of last year's Bilderberg meeting in the UK. There may be a conspiracy, but it's not a theory. As Paul Joseph Wasson reported just last week, a Berlin-based magazine, Cicero, quoted a Bilderberg member as saying, "Those sentences which really matter are being spoken at Bilderberg. You learn an incredible amount. Davos, in comparison, is pure PR talk." Now, of course, the mainstream media will be all over the economic summit at Davos, but the question is, will they even show up to the Bilderberg meeting? We want to bring them out of the shadows. We want to shine the light on them. That's why when they meet this week in Copenhagen, the InfoWars team will be there. Paul Joseph Watson, Josh Owens, and I will be giving you coverage there. Join us. Help us bring this into the light and expose what's being done in secret as the most powerful politicians and corporate leaders meet to plan a global agenda.
Great job, David Knight and crew. We're doing something epic here together, folks. We're exposing that it isn't foreign governments trying to take us over. It's foreign corporate conglomerates that have already taken us over. Once everybody knows that, politically, they're done. That's why they've tried to deny this forever, because it will be the end of them. We will win. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just
Paul Watson's coming up in the next segment to talk about Bilderberg. I'm going to get his take on Snowden as well. We have that clip in February of Pachinik saying that Snowden's an operative. I didn't really shut him down, but I just, at that point, I just didn't see proof. And now Snowden's come out saying he was really an operative of the CIA and NSA, and that he's a patriot, and everything he did was, quote, for America. That has like a double meaning. So we're going to get Pachinik on to break that down. I'm not throwing Snowden under the bus right now, or The Guardian, or any of these groups, but he's saying it's a false flag. Pachinik is as well, out in Santa Barbara. You know, it's hard to say a little skinny nerd could kill three people with a knife without them being able to fight back. But, I mean, have you ever seen a mentally ill person, how hard it is to control them? I don't know. I just know white people are being blamed for this. He targeted the most white of white, so it's white people's fault. I mean, it just, I slipped on a banana peel last week, and did you know it was because of white people? I want to go to this clip. This full video is up on Infowars.com. Reporters arrested as cloak of secrecy begins. Agenda for Bilderberg Confab illustrates global elite in a panic. And one of our great writers here should do a whole story on Daniel Estulin yesterday and the fact that in 2006 he said Bilderberg was going to implode the housing market in 2008. Indeed, that happened from his sources. I happen to know who one of his sources is. In fact, the only reason I can talk about it is some of it actually came out in the newspaper years after that. I'm not even going to say it. You know what? Even though it's public and hiding in plain view, I'm not going to say who the source is. The point is, Estulin has real sources. And he gave 9 points yesterday to the real agenda. That's the real agenda that was sent weeks ago to one of the members who doesn't like the agenda. So they're not all bad in there. A lot of them are there because they're at the top of their field. And again, they're all key managers off for other sectors and other combines. And it is a consensus, but they're already in the consensus because they were already in another consensus. Then they just have fine-tuning of the consensus. And again, they didn't want this to be known that it existed. It's over for the system. I know I keep saying this because it's so important. It's like having the plans of the Death Star, folks. If you have the plans, you can blow it up politically. That it's an illegitimate corporate takeover that seeks to end free market, end the family, end humanity as we know it, in a technological, technocratic takeover for a tiny elite. It's bad for 99.99999999. We've done the math before. There's 6,000 superclass in the Kissinger Group's own analysis, which I agree with, 6,000 super gophers, less than 20 families that own pretty much everything. So a few hundred people that own it, 6,000 that serve them, 6,000 people in the super control class. You divide that to 7,300,000,000. It's 0.00000023, I think. So when they say it's the 1%'s the enemy, no, the globalists are going after the 1% because they're the middle class wealth. Some guy that makes $1 million a year, folks, is in the 1%. You ought to be kissing their booty. They are the ones that buy the sports cars and come to your restaurant and get their hair done, and their wife divorces them, and the lawyers get the money, and their kids go to private school. They are the economy. The globalists have said this. You get rid of the nouveau riche, upper end of the middle class, the new rich, you shut down most of the economy, and you shut down the ladders up. How many of you out there work for somebody who's nouveau riche, wealthy, has a big house, nice cars, and you charge them a bunch of money to do stuff on their house and do things, and how would you do if they were gone? Well, there you go. You'd be in a third world country. Let's go to the clip of the arrest going on there at the hotel.
You cannot touch my camera, and you cannot touch my camera. If you touch me, I will press charges.
Dan Dix, Luke Dabowski, Paul Watson,
Chris Hellman. I respect your work. You touch me, that's assault. I ask you first to delete it. You can ask me anything you want. You can ask me to go to the moon. It doesn't mean I can get to the moon. Some people don't
We're walking out of here. We wish to leave your premises immediately. We haven't done anything wrong. We're in a public common area. We use your business. And you cannot take my private property away. This is my equipment. This is my video footage. You are very nice.
I'm not touching you.
What's your name? My name's Luke.
This is here on the names, I guess.
What's your first name?
All right, this goes on for like 10 minutes. Full video up at InfoWars.com. We're taking you live to Copenhagen. In Europe, straight ahead, where Paul Joseph Watson will join us from the Shadowy Bilderberg Group.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Scottish John for InfoWars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at InfoWars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listening to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years. And I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
There are some rivetingly interesting, intriguing articles up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. FBI agent synthetic biology could reduce our population. I'm going to be breaking that down. Snowden is a national security state asset, Kurt Nemo. And I have to say, Kurt's instincts are starting to look like they may be correct, with Snowden basically admitting as much. Bilderberg 2014, reporters arrested as cloak of secrecy descends. There's no footage of the actual arrest because Watson, who shot most of it, was able to creep off. We have him on the line. They seized Radowski's camera and drug him off. Continuing InfoWars reports on site. There's video of that. Atlanta Mayor Reed to participate in an annual Bilderberg meeting. They usually have a mayor of a prominent city there to push globalization because they can get mayors to do end runs around state and federal government. Look at Austin as a model UN city. And we've also got an overview of our overlords, Bilderberg 2014, that video report we just premiered here on the radio. It's now up on InfoWars.com if you'd like to see it as a radio listener. We have the Bilderberg official agenda that's now been released. We have VA cops stomped on veteran's head, killing him, and more whistleblower news on that front. And a lot of other important news up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also, trouble adjusting to sexual assault may be getting people booted out of the military. You know, it's funny that whenever something corrupt's going on in the system, that's okay. But then if someone even claims that, out in quote civilian life, you're going to jail for a very long time. I tell you, the government is just so abusive across the board. There's a culture of just getting away of all sorts of hardcore abuse. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the Bilderberg meeting officially kicks off tomorrow in Copenhagen, Denmark. It meets every year, 3 years in a row in Europe, and then every fourth year in the United States, generally in Virginia. And because they've got a special relationship with the head of Marriott, it's generally at a Marriott five-star resort, surrounded on multiple sides by water. And that's what they've done in the government district of the capital of Denmark, Copenhagen. They have done that yet again. We got the list. Were able to publish it yesterday. DrudgeReport.com carried it. And we're still not seeing any mainstream U.S. media covering it. We are seeing London Guardian covered it. We are seeing some German and other papers covering it, but no U.S. media covering it. Joining us to describe the arrest he witnessed yesterday and the fence they've put up, and they've now shut the hotel down, throwing people out that had reservations right through to today, including Paul Watson, is our own Paul Watson. Then our other reporters that haven't yet been thrown out by security, which is under common law, and we checked the EU law, they'll be able to be told to get off before they get arrested. So we'll have David Knight and Josh Owens try to go in later today via live video and audio feeds. We'll see if they can get a live Skype feed there on the ground. That's coming up in about an hour. But Paul Watson, a lot is unfolding. A lot is going on. We also have Estelin with a major source breaking down their real agenda that I know dovetails with your intel. You join us via video Skype from your nearby hotel. Break down what you've seen at Bilderberg 2014 as it prepares to officially kick off tomorrow as the kleptocrats begin arriving.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, if you want to pick up from last night, which is when I was last on the show, basically, we gathered in the lobby just about an hour after I got off your show, probably. And there are obviously more Bilderberg organizers milling around. There was a plan to go to dinner and kind of earwig on some of them, but mainly they're speaking in Dutch. And so while we were there, obviously we were checked in. That all went smoothly. I checked into the room. We were due to stay there that night. Luke Radowski and Dan Dix were also there, obviously, and they decided to go ahead and confront the Bilderberg organizers straight up. So they just walked up to them with the camera, started asking them questions about Bilderberg. At first, they pretended not to know anything about it. Then it became obvious that they did, and the security was called within about 2 minutes. And the issue was they demanded we delete every photo or video that we'd already taken, which is pretty stupid in the days of live streaming and instant uploads to Twitter. So they went around demanding we all delete our footage. Obviously, my plan was to stay in the hotel and gather some intel, so I didn't want to get
kicked out.
Yeah,
that was a great plan, but that's not going to happen now. Please continue.
So, obviously, Luke and Dan refused to delete their footage. They said, we just want to leave, we're leaving the hotel. Started to walk out the door. We all basically got out of the hotel, but Dan was still in there. They grabbed him by the arm, they physically restrained him. At that point, we left. Luke was still there with Dan, and they called the police and ended up being arrested for, initially they said they had drugs on them, which was completely made up. And then they said they were just acting suspiciously, so they arrested them, and I think they were released within a couple of hours afterwards. But again, it just illustrates the complete paranoia surrounding the site, which is, you know, even worse than it was last year in Watford, basically, where they didn't even let us in. They let us in this time, but the security there is even more intense.
Well, let's get technical. We were in there 3 days before it even started and went in to get dinner. And they all surround us and go, Mr. Jones, you've got to leave. And I said, I'm a guest. I hadn't checked in yet. I wanted to snoop around before I even let them throw me out. I remember we just kept eating and drinking with the security guys all standing around. They got madder and madder. That was fun.
Well, this time around, I mean, I posted the image on Twitter. They roped off the stairs from the lobby going up to the second floor because Bilderberg has taken over the entire second floor of that hotel. Actually, I went up the staff, the emergency back stairs, which are only used by the staff. And you could get to every level apart from two. They completely sealed off the entrance to level two via the back stairs as if it never existed, which was probably some kind of fire hazard or something. But, and then if you got out on the lift at the second floor, there were people there immediately, you know, ushering you back in. So that's on lockdown. They got people patrolling the bridges around. They're telling ice cream sellers a mile away to look out for suspicious people. If you so much as have a camera anywhere near the hotel, they come and harass you. Today we met with the police liaison, and they've given us a spot right as the cars come in, so we'll be right up against the cars inside the hotel grounds as they come in as media. That's a different spot from where all the protesters will be, so they're going to allow a limited amount of media, up to 20 people, they said, in that area to take footage live streaming as Bilderberg members are driving in. So we met with the Dialogue Police is what they called today. He walked us to the site and pointed out where they'd graciously allow us to stand and take footage. It was made very clear that we couldn't express any kind of opinion or protest, that it was simply for observation and documentation purposes. But, you know, it's certainly a lot better spot than it was last year in Watford.
Well, Paul, I see you're tweeting at your Twitter, and that's great. Please put them out on the Alex Jones channel so a larger audience can see them. Maybe put an article together with some of the photos, because I want people to be able to see them. And I know you're about to have a camera crew there so they can get more out. But people are really ready to see you do some live feeds as well. I'd like you to cover our reporters as they try to go in with a live Ustream feed so that we have multiple angles on that today. That would be excellent. How's your internet working there?
It's not great in the hotel, to be honest. I mean, it's a 4-star hotel, but the internet is not great here. In terms of the area around the hotel, there should be a full cell phone signal.
Well, let's get some live feeds going for all the folks out there quarterbacking this from remote. I know we saw as many as 4,000 at any one time at Watford, biggest crowd ever protesting in England, north of London. What do you expect this year? I know it's more remote. It's more costly in that area. I tried to meet a few years ago, I guess 3 years ago, up on top of Swiss Mountain when you were there, and that became an international debacle, but still hundreds of protesters showed up there. How many do you expect to show up tomorrow?
Well, obviously you don't have the big Alex Jones, David Icke draw, so there certainly won't be anywhere near like there was last year. The organizers were talking about 1,000, but I think that's optimistic. I mean, there's nobody there now. There are no protesters at all. It's completely vacant. Obviously, they'll start to turn up tomorrow, so I would imagine probably 200 or 300 on each day would be a fair guess.
Now, Esalen broke down some of the things on their agenda. Stop the rise of nationalist movements that can block globalization, the bankruptcy of Europe. People really know the EU's unelected, tyrannical now. They talked about their plan to try to block Russian gas supplies, their plan to, you know, bring in more and more web censorship. From our sources, Paul, there, I know you're developing sources on the ground as well. Other intel you've got on their agenda?
Well, obviously, the presence of the Supreme Allied Commander of Europe, Philip Breedlove, in addition to Anders Rasmussen, the NATO Secretary General. Remember that every single NATO Secretary General has also been a Bilderberg member. Their presence obviously underlines what we revealed a few days ago beforehand, which was that Ukraine and the collapse of this unipolar agenda is going to be at the head of the table in terms of discussion. And we were actually talking to some U.S. Army who were staying in the hotel as personal protection for the Supreme Allied Commander of Europe, Philip Breedlove. They basically go around the world as his personal protection. So that is going to be a major topic of discussion. Obviously, you've got Christine Lagarde there, who oversaw the stripping and looting of Ukraine with the IMF loans. And you've got the mayor of Atlanta, Kazim Reed. We know that Bill Clinton attended in 1991 as a little-known governor of Arkansas. Then he was elected president, so he looks like...
Same thing with Tony Blair. When they get a mayor or a governor or a senator at the meeting, it means they're being looked at as presidential material.
Exactly. And then the future of democracy in the middle-class trap. And then they're talking about, is the economic recovery sustainable? Which, again, you go back to 2006, they were positioning themselves for the financial collapse. So the fact that they're putting doubt as to whether the so-called economic recovery, which, of course, is nothing of the sort, but the fact that they're talking about that, again, is ominous. Does privacy exist, which is, you know, closer to should privacy exist in their eyes, with bombshell Greenwald Snowden revelations to come? We know that the biggest of those revelations are yet to come, which is basically what we already know, that they're recording not only metadata, they're recording actual conversations of people within the United States. That's why they have these huge storage facilities. If it was only the metadata, they wouldn't need storage facilities that big.
Of course, they're tracking it all in real time. That's on record. You know, the top psych warfare expert, Dr. Steve Pachinik, said he didn't think, he says he knows Alexander, he knows Clapper, and he said this last year, and he said it again in February. He said, look, this is all coming out, Snowden works for us, and he wanted to come on air and talk about that, and I just said, you know what, I said, that might be a psyop from you to then discredit him. And he goes, no, this is a coming out of it, this is so they can control the debate and limit what really comes out. And now Snowden came out, as folks know, on NBC News, and basically said, look, I'm CIA, NSA, you know, high-level operative, and I did what I did for America, so you got to let me come back to America. And the media is now lightening up on him. Paul, what does your gut tell you on that front?
I haven't read that article, Alex. All I know is that I've repeatedly tried to get Glenn Greenwald to come on your show, and at first he says, you know, he might do it, and then you just never hear from him again, so...
Well, I mean, I've had people on the show before, and Assange is in the background, like Jones Dautier, the member of parliament, and like he's there in the room. And then during the break, we talked to him. He goes, oh, I'm a big listener, but, you know, I can come on later. And then all these people listen to the show, and I mean, not that big a deal even getting them on. It's just that, yeah, it's well, Nemo's done the articles showing their connection to all these different spook organizations. Go ahead.
I haven't seen the NBC interview, so I don't know what Snowden said.
He said, I was trained as a spy and did operations for the NSA and CIA all over Europe in deep cover.
Right.
Which is exactly what Pachinik said. He's one of our operatives, Alex. He's doing it under authorization. I expect the Russians to kick him out later, which they're trying to do. Alex, everything's going to be fine, Alex. I know he's listening to the show right now. A pretty good imitation of Pachinik, right? What do you think?
I mean, it was known that he worked for the CIA. I don't think that's a big admission that he's some undercover operative.
No. He worked putting in equipment systems, so they claim he had administrative access over a bunch of stuff. Now he's going, look, no, I was deep cover in Europe, CIA, NSA, on operations.
Well, if you read Greenwald's new book, then it's clear that Snowden tried to approach the Washington Post with all this information and then basically weren't interested. So
And the New York Times.
Yeah, so I hear that all the time, that Snowden's a double agent. I don't really buy it.
Well, the reason we've had private discussions about this, and the reason I agree with you overall, is he could be manipulated by the system, but they don't like this coming out. If this is full disclosure and it's hurting them, and it is, why would they trigger it? Or does he represent a subgroup, the big telecoms, that are in a fight with NSA over total information dominance, and they want the crystal ball Palantir controls? They don't want government with Palantir.
I don't know, Alex, because there's a tendency to try and strip down anybody who speaks out. I mean, people do it to you all the time.
And I know full well I'm not an operative. Exactly, yeah.
So
I am Bill Hicks, though.
There's always suspicion generated against anybody who's that public, and it comes to the point where, you know, everything's fake, the staged events, they never happened, this person's an inside job, that person's a double agent. There are some people who actually just speak out based on their own conscience and stuff. So,
no, we have whistleblowers all the time that are for real, and it shakes the system to the core. I mean, exactly. I have to know the state police guy that first gave me a document on my act got demoted because of it. And a federal marshal gave me info. They didn't figure out who he was because he slipped it to me by hand. I mean, that's why Matt Drudge said, if you've got a whistleblower, you got to meet in a parking garage. I mean, well, you really do, folks. And, of course, they've always known that. Anytime I've gotten really good intel, the best stuff, where people don't get burned. Well, a preacher gave me the clergy response team documents 4 years before it was in the news. FEMA visited him a week later. He went to a grocery store and faxed it to us, and they went and pulled the data and went and found out who he was. Can you believe that? That's how surveilled stuff is. But they haven't gotten the FBI, the military, and the federal marshals that have given us stuff because they give it to me by hand, Paul.
No, exactly. The thing with Snowden, though, is, you know, there's this infighting between WikiLeaks and Greenwald because there's this criticism that they don't release it all in one go. They don't dump the data. But I don't think that makes sense. If you're in the position of Greenwald, you want to dole it out and keep it in the media, not just for a week or two, for a year, as he's done. So a lot of the criticism is directed towards Greenwald and Snowden, even though we're not particularly have any affinity with them because they tend to ignore us. But the criticisms don't make much sense, which is why I'm kind of shying away from
it. All right, but I think it's fair to look at it in a lot of the new news. Stay there.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies, many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Snowden's an operative and doing all this under full authorization and more than meets the eye. Here it is.
Well, I will tell you very simply. I started to think of Snowden a long time ago, as I was saying. I thought he was and analyzing him not as an American but as a counterintelligence operative or somebody who's had experience in counterintelligence. I thought Snowden was very much what I call the manufactured avatar of the American intelligence community. What do I mean by that? I started looking at tapes of Edward Snowden when he was giving these bombastic interviews, self-aggrandizing interviews to the German press and other presses. But in the recent press, in a recent interview, he very clearly stated to the Germans, yes, I was in the special forces, but I broke my ankle. Now, that was not credible, because if you're in the special forces, you don't just break your ankle and you don't leave. But he went on to explain that the special forces was something that was a noble endeavor on his part, and he saw it as a magnifier of military power. In other words, he gave me an explanation that was inconsistent with being a subcontractor. Then he went on to really indict himself by saying in the interview, I'm a CIA operative. I was recruited by the CIA and then the NSA. So what I'm getting at very quickly was, Snowden is very typical of what we in the intelligence community would want to do, and that is to create an avatar or an image of a person who may be a traitor or a whistleblower, so that we allow the American public to play off either part of two figures that the intelligence community creates. On the one hand, the intelligence community creates this incredible massive surveillance, where at the same time, they want to make sure that they are not acquitted, that they're not judged harshly, so that they make sure they can control the narrative.
That's right. It's already starting to come out, so they have a limited hangout and dole out the information, and then later they can have him come out dressed up in a dress, like David Shaler of MI5, or Bradley Manning coming out in a dress. They found that's the best way to discredit something, make him an icon, and then Snowden comes out in a big red dress. Chelsea Manning, excuse me. And I'm not kidding that we may have just blown their operation right there. When will Snowden show up in a pink tutu is the question, Paul Watson.
I honestly don't know, Alex, but yeah, there are enough really bad things going on that we can prove, so I try not to get into speculation too much about Snowden, because I know a lot of people get obsessed with that kind of stuff.
But you know, the Manning stuff and Shaler, I mean, how many whistleblowers have to come out dressed like a woman? I mean, you know that's staged.
Well, I met Shaler with you back in 2005, and he was completely the most down-to-earth person you would ever want to meet.
No, we had drinks with him for about 5 hours.
That was pretty odd. I think he did have a mental breakdown, but whether that was tied into something else, I don't know. It was definitely odd.
No, that was all him blowing his whole operation at the end of it. That's classic, man. I'm telling you, I think Pachinik's got something here. I'm not sure he's right. It may be his training makes you a little too paranoid, but it's good to be too paranoid than not enough paranoid. Watson, you're going to be there. The big day starts tomorrow. We're going to have more coverage with you, aren't we? There at Bilderberg. We're going to have more coverage tomorrow with you.
Okay.
And lastly, Paul, in 1 hour, I want you to give them live feed coverage as they approach the hotel and the rest of it, so we can get that all on tape. Okay, bud?
Okay. That'll do.
So the guys are there now. Suit up, get ready. 1 hour from now, we will approach everybody live, bare minimum, shoot video, and get it out for everybody. Okay, Paul?
Okay.
Great job, Watson. And please remember, this broadcast is brought to you by our great sponsors at iPatriotSupply.com/Alex. iPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And when you go there, high quality, non-GMO, affordable foods, the best out there in my view, great prices, great service, 866-229-0927. iPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.